please understand that many people are bothered to discover they have this very busy, agitated mind. But remember, and they say, well, people, you know, in the old days, they didn't have it. And somewhat that's true. But again, if you read, from the Buddhist teaching 2,500 years ago, right through all the masters and teachings, you find out that people, were having problems with their mind all the way through. That's why these teachings and practices have been continuing on for 2,500 years. So, I mean, there, in a certain sense, there's nothing new. But probably what is a little more unique is that, as opposed to generations ago, is that we have highly stimulated minds. And that's in a certain way unfortunate, because our thinking mind is stimulated. And not only is it highly stimulated, because so many people are now involved in work situations that take more cognitive kind of thinking, but also we don't give our minds a break. So when we're not involved with more task-oriented, work-oriented, again, with all the electronic devices and et cetera, I don't need to go into that all, but we have the capacity, you know, from the moment we get up in the morning and check our, you know what I mean, all the way through, that our minds are going all the time and always being stimulated. And so when all of a sudden you stop, you face the truth. Okay. But no need to despair. That's just the way it is. But hopefully what we're doing in meditation is no longer, in a certain way, feeding the beast, you know, the way we do during the day. And to not feed it does not mean that we kill it or we strangle it or we try to shut it down. It means we stop trying to follow it, engage in it. And that is by the process of relaxing and coming into our bodies and being more aware of our breath and in our bodies, that excitement will slow down. I mean, it's not just going to go off. You see, that's the problem. And that's why, obviously, the longer we can sit, the more results we'll get from the practice. Because it may take 15, 20 minutes just for the mind to begin to slow down. Right? But that's just the way it is. Obviously, the more that in our daily life, we're more careful about not revving it up as much as we rev it up, to be more mindful throughout the day and to take, just little mindful breaks, meditation breaks, even in your work, just 3 or 4 minutes here and there, just to slow down, come back to your body, come back to your breath. The Thich Nhat Hanh community, you don't pick up the phone right away. You pick it up after the third ring. Because you're using, just like you have a bell here, you're using the first rings of the bell to be a bell of mindfulness. Just to, listening to the bell, I relax my body, mind. So, when you're going around your work or you're shopping, to be able to practice a little walking meditation. When you're walking from your car in the parking lot into the store, you're using those opportunities, right? So that if we can... if everything's riding on the sitting meditation, it's a difficult task. So we want to be able to bring mindfulness and the meditative mind into our daily life by kind of weaving it. And there may be a few minutes here, a few minutes there, to just take a break throughout the day and check your mind and see what. It's kind of getting busy or it's obsessing about something, and then just learning how to quiet it and calm it, learning how to talk to your mind. Relax my mind. And you don't need to get so obsessed about this. Let go. Right? We have that capacity to be that way with children, right? We can calm them, quiet them. We can do those with our pets, but we never thought that we should maybe be doing that also with our own minds. Right? Learning to have that kind of relationship where we can stop, quiet, calm, our own minds. But again, if you practice, it will. And again, you know, a busy mind, so what? You don't have to be busy. Right? What is your name?
Oh, Sarah.
Sarah. So Sarah, if you can, in the sitting, you go, breathing in, I'm aware that my mind is busy. Breathing out, I relax my busy mind. And you can just watch it. Like, you see, I mean, you can be in the midst of lots of activity, right? But you can be sitting down and watching it, can't you? You don't have to follow along with it all, do you? You can see people running this way and that way, and everybody's busy running around. Right? You can go to the mall, right? And you can just sit on a bench, and everybody's going to move around. They're busy, but you don't have to, do you? You can sit there quietly watching them. So the same way, learning to watch your mind and not follow it is probably more what you want to cultivate than feeling, I have to stop it. You don't have to stop it. You just have to let it go. If you let it go, it won't disturb you, will it? Right? I mean, you could go to the mall and everybody's running around crazy, right? You know, the day before Christmas. Right? And you can sit down on a bench and just watch them all and be calm. So it's like that. So we want to learn how to be a little more capable of observing our minds, thoughts coming and going, without getting overly involved. Is that clear? So it's not as hard as it seems to be.